Welcome to today's edition of Moments of Grace. Today's devotion cast is designed to give you a glimpse into God's Word that will challenge, comfort, and bless you. Moments of Grace is a daily devotional ministry of Grace Mode, located in Pueblo, Colorado, and featuring our host, Reverend Al Daigle.
Welcome back to Moments of Grace. This is Pastor Al Daigle, and on this Sunday, we're going to finish a little study on young King Josiah, found in 2 Kings chapters 22 and 23. We've seen in the last few days that this young king did that which was right in the sight of the Lord. Unlike his father and his grandfather, he vowed a vow, made a covenant with God, the God of Israel. And when he did that in the temple, so did all of the people who followed him there. They had a leader who was worth following. And in the end of chapter 23, we see something after he cleansed the whole area of idols and idol-worshipping priests and more. He came and said to the people in verse 21 of chapter 23, "Keep the Passover to the Lord your God, as it is written in the book of the covenant. Surely such a Passover had never been held since the days of the judges who judged Israel, nor in all the days of the kings of Israel and the kings of Judah. But in the 18th year of King Josiah, this Passover was held before the Lord in Jerusalem. Moreover, Josiah put away those who consulted mediums and spiritists, the household gods and idols, all the abominations that were seen in the land of Judah and in Jerusalem, that he might perform the words of the law, which were written in the book that Hilkiah the priest found in the house of the Lord. Now before him was no king like him, who turned to the Lord with all his heart, with all his soul, and with all his might, according to the law of Moses, nor after him did any arise like him. Nevertheless, the Lord did not turn from the fierceness of his great wrath with which he was angry and aroused against Judah, because of all the provocations with which Manasseh had provoked him. And the Lord said, I will also remove Judah from my sight, as I have removed Israel, and will cast off this city, Jerusalem, which I have chosen, and the house of which I said, my name shall be there. But Josiah had heard from the Lord that these things would not happen during his reign, for he did that which was right before the Lord. And in verse 28, we see that the rest of the acts of Josiah and all that he did, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the kings of Judah? In his days, Pharaoh Necho, king of Egypt, went to the aid of the king of Assyria to the river Euphrates, and King Josiah went against him, and Pharaoh Necho killed him at Megiddo when he confronted him. Then all his servants moved his body in a chariot from Megiddo, brought him to Jerusalem, and buried him in his own tomb. And the people of the land took Jehoahaz, the son of Josiah, anointed him and made him king in his father's place. What an inspirational man this was, a king who did that which was right in the sight of the Lord. What we just saw was the reinitiation of the Passover, a time of remembrance when God, through Moses' leadership, brought captive Israel out of Egypt and began their journey to the promised land. And even though we, as Christians, do not celebrate the Passover, we do celebrate what the Passover pictures for us. We celebrate coming out of the bondage of the slavery of sin and to the world, for our Passover lamb is the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world. Paul taught about communion, the Lord's table, which again pictures the Passover celebration of the days before Jesus became the Passover sacrifice himself. And in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, Paul says, I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. And in the same manner, he took the cup after supper, saying, This cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. And as King Josiah wanted his people to remember that God had rescued them, we in the church of today dine together at the Lord's table. We call it communion, and we remember what God has done for us. And this time of remembrance also gives us a time to reflect on our own relationship with God, and when we see things His way, this remembrance warms our hearts. Well, my time is gone for today, and I will be back tomorrow with more Moments of Grace. Till then, this is Pastor Al Daigle saying, never forget, and keep looking up.
Thank you for listening to Moments of Grace. We hope that today's word will inspire and enrich your life. We welcome your correspondence, including prayer requests, comments, and support. You can find us on the web at gracemode.org, and our mailing address is Grace Mode at 2216 West Street in Pueblo, Colorado, 81003. And our email address is onegracemode@gmail.com.